Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Dear Heavenly Father, Father God, we just pray and ask you in the name of Jesus to please count us all worthy to escape these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus, at the wedding supper. We praise your holy name and we thank you for the days that we're in right now. They're topsy-turvy, highly confusing, but we need your anointing to be able to keep the strength, maintain the faith, be strong and patient in the midst of, well, highly tumultuous, everything is just all awry. But Father, you know that better than anybody, and we give you all the praise. Father, anything that we talk about tonight that isn't in perfect harmony with your will, please just let it roll into a deep blue sea of your forgetfulness and forgiveness. Father, anything that needs to be absorbed by those who are listening so that they can have a better footing for the days that we're in right now and not be in a pool of deception, to be better mentally prepared for the dynamics that are happening all around us. Father, we just pray that you will just embed that, you just anoint them, that they will absorb that which is part of your harmonious will. We ask you, Father, for nothing more that your will be done, and also to strengthen us that we are able to maintain everything, our income, our prayer lives, our praise lives, our worship lives, and be absolutely ready for that moment of time when you call us up. There is nothing more that is more, there's nothing more important to that, Jesus, than our being with you. A lot of people consider that to be escapism, but many of us have been serving you an awful long time, Father, and it's not about, of course we want to escape the ugly that's coming. Of course we want to escape the darkness that's about to envelope the entire world. Of course we want to escape nuclear, global thermonuclear war. Of course we don't want to be here when the locusts come from the sky from their spaceships. Father, we don't want any part of all of that, and we are praying in the name of Jesus, Luke 21:36, and praying always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus, and give him all the glory at the wedding supper. Praise you, Jesus. Count us worthy, please, Lord. If there is anything in our hearts that's out of alignment with your perfect will, reveal it to us, please, so that we can make those adjustments and seek you in repentance. We praise your holy name and thank you forever and ever. Amen. All right. Well, so I don't know what I did to the sound system, but I definitely dorked up Audio Director, and it doesn't want to work anymore, so I'll just stick with Audacity. That's fine. I don't care. They're both doing the same behaviors, and I'm going to have to babysit them. I have had some folks, in particular Sister Mary Lee, wanted to know if we're going to do the kid jokes anymore. So she sent me a bunch over. That is to be determined. I do not know. There are those who are guests that wonder how or if we're going to be able to return guest segments. And the only way that we'd be able to do that would be if we turned the whole hour over to the guest, which means I have to sit here and babysit sound recording studio of choice, whatever that may be, which is fine. We do not know, I do not know as of yet, whether or not Audacity is going to choke, when I fire up Skype and set up a Skype communication with somebody. That's going to be a major determination factor in whether or not I'll be able to even do the one-hour segments with some of our guests. Praise God. But as things stand for now, it's a little bit choppy. It's quite difficult. I have to really keep my eyes peeled on the console. If I'm playing any kind of an audio bite from a news clip or something of the sort, it can become a real problem. I have to... It's a mess. If it stops at the 3-second mark or the 5-second or the 11, 12-minute mark or whatever the case is, I have to backspace the video and match it up with where it's cut off at. And, yeah, all kinds of fun. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And on that note, kids, are you ready? All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let's just we need to reward Mary Lee. Mary Lee's been at this for well over 10 years. So we're going to go ahead and do a couple little kids jokes, and then we'll go ahead and move into the rest of the program. It's an important program tonight because things are happening at a gargantuan rate. They are supremely end times, and it's real important that we're aware of them because tonight could be the night when we actually see nuclear activity. However, it could be very large thermobaric bombs, or it could be a whole lot of nothing. But anyway, I do want to get this information out to you. Some of the information I'm going to share this evening is very disturbing. It's disturbing me. Now, for those of you who have, held out since day one when Donald Trump took office in 2016 and said, I don't like him. I don't feel good around him. There's something that just bothers me about him, that kind of a thing. You will do a victory dance. You will jump up on your desk. You will churn the butter. You will go, yes, I knew it. I knew it. But for me, quite frankly, I don't like it. But I do like the end game. The end game is that we get out of here. The rapture is incredibly imminent, and we don't really know how imminent. It's a lot more imminent than we think. Let me put it like that. All right, so that's very, very important to understand about tonight's program. I will be sharing some data, some links, some information that you can go and be your own judge. It's very, very difficult to understand how the forces of darkness work. It's very, very difficult to understand that the Onassis and Kennedy families are two of the top 13 Illuminati families. So why then would they kill JFK? Why then would he marry an Onassis? It just doesn't make sense. Well, these very, very dark enemies are, I'm sorry, I'm getting hammered by Brother Jeremy. He's the guy I refer to as West Coast Walder. He's peppering me with messages, which is fine because there's a lot of activity going on, and I'm gonna want to be jumping back over and taking a look at what he's sending me, which is, it's rarely irrelevant. Let's put it that way. Anyway, praise God. Let's go ahead and move on into this. I have given you your forewarning, and you can be the judge. The thing that you do need to understand is these entities, when they create a hierarchy, that you've got Satan, you've got the Draco reptilians, you've got various species of reptilians that are under them, and then you've got, of course, the reptilians that are walk-ins that are brought inside of the people at the Skull and Bones. They are brought inside of the people that perform black magic ritual ceremonies and all that kind of stuff. Okay, they are very, very powerful. That's why you're always always looking for that reptilian eye. Okay, when that jumps out at you, that's a game changer. Okay, so it really doesn't matter what your suspicions were before then. When you see that reptilian eye, all bets are off. I got a lot of information that goes along that line, but you got to understand that the hierarchy, otherwise you'll be totally confused. You got to understand that the satanic hierarchy is like, imagine this organizational chart that just goes for like 20 pages up. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen like a PDF landscape-based org chart that was for a really, really large company, but they can be like 20 pages high. Just depends how they're broken out and all that kind of stuff before they're converted into a PDF. But yes, they can be very, very high. And at the lowest levels, they show essentially the peons. And then they go to higher levels and higher levels and higher levels until you get to senior leadership. Senior leadership in the satanic hierarchy is going to be your reptilian beings masquerading as humans. And then you'll go up to another level with your Draco reptilian, some of which masquerade as humans, some of which just sit on the board with Lucifer. And as I have mentioned many times, they eat their young. They happily kill people. They promote them. They know that they're part of, they know that they're part of the club. They know that they're on the end game. They know that they got a mission for the darkness, and they perform that mission with accuracy, with military precision. Okay, and that is very important to take note of. And so that's where the deception will often overtake people, is they will see this excellent military precision stuff coming out of the mouth of a particular individual, and they'll be like, no way that person is of the darkness. No possible way that could be true. Well, sometimes we find out otherwise. And sometimes they get killed. Sometimes they get assassinated. Sometimes they get taken out of the way. Sometimes they didn't follow all of the rules that they were told to follow. So all these things play a significant role, or they play a part in trying to stitch together the confusion that is natural when you're trying to analyze the darkness and how it operates. It is very difficult to, even if you have some of the best critical thinking skills in the world, if you have not spent a lot of time studying the darkness and how it operates, including the aliens, because you have to weave them in, because the fallen angels are a big part of that darkness. All right. And I'm not talking about the trillions of life forms, the smorgasbord of life forms that are out in the eternal realm, on the other side of the belt of Orion. I'm talking about just in this containment zone, this hologram that we're all trapped in right now. We are in here with them because we were part of the Luciferian rebellion. And even if we were, in the Morningstar office, Jesus gave control of the Morningstar office over to Lucifer for a short period of time. Okay. And that's when he went awry. That's when he started playing God. Okay. But the Morningstar office was made up of an untold number, they're uncountable, an innumerable company of beings of all different shapes and sizes and species, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so when Lucifer was part of the Morningstar office, there were, let's just say for argument's sake, trillions of life forms that were involved in the Morningstar office working under Lucifer. Now, many of those are the one-third of the fallen angels that the dragon drags down to him with Earth in Revelation chapter 12. And the sister verse is, the stars will fall from the sky, shaken like a fig tree shaken by a mighty wind. We have Without Warning, Battle L.A., How the End Begins, War of the Worlds, which is a slight twist, and A Quiet Place, Day One. Each one of those movies started out with meteors falling from the sky, and then out came the aliens. Gee, I wonder if that was a coincidence. No, I don't. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go ahead and... Kids, are you ready? Okay. We can't make Mary Lee go and fetch all these without doing a little bit of kids' jokes. Kids, what kind of a car did the apostles use? A Honda. The Bible said they are all in one accord. Kids, one accord? All right. All right, kids. My first car was a Rolls Canardly. It rolls down one hill and can hardly make it up the next. Special kind of rolls, right, kids? And kids, what kind of a car would Jesus use? This is a really hard one. Think hard. A Chrysler. Chrysler, what do you think? All right. And they got all these claims out there that in Switzerland or someplace such as that, that Jesus has been seen on the other side of confessional booths taking confessions. And I'm here to tell you, that is not Jesus. Okay? Unfortunately, the vast majority of the people that are professed Christians in the world are come from the Roman Catholic descent. And there are thousands of Roman Catholic descent, you know, churches that have descended from the Roman Catholic base. Okay, and they believe in this concept of vicars, priests that can take confessions. Well, there is no such thing. Jesus is our only mediator. All right, it's as simple as that. We have to go direct. We have to confess of our sins to Jesus or our Father or both. I like to think both for me. And then once we've confessed of it out loud, because there's life and death in the power of the tongue, then we tell, I am sorry, you have godly sorrow, you hurt your Father, you hurt your Lord Jesus, and you try your hardest not to do it again. Now, if you dork it up again, get right back to 1 John 1:9, start it again, and work harder the next time. And every time you get on your knees in the morning, you need to get on your knees and you need to pray very, very, very hard for yourself. That's why Jesus said, physician, heal thyself. If we are to be the light, the lamp that shines to this earth in such a dark time as this, we need to be right with God. We can't be going and doing all kinds of crummy, evil things and then telling everybody, hey, you know, I follow Jesus and all that kind of stuff, you know. Pass me that, you know, giant bottle of whatever. You know, I mean, I'm not picking on anybody or I'm not picking on any behavior in particular, but I'm just saying, how we act in front of other people speaks volumes about our representation of Jesus. Okay, does that mean that we're not allowed to have a glass of wine or two now and then? Absolutely not. Anybody who says that you cannot do that is calling Jesus a sinner. Okay, it really is just that simple. Jesus did not make water into wine for his mother, and please don't say it's grape juice, because then you have to rip out 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, and all the other scriptures that say things like, well, a deacon has to be taken to little wine, you know, taken to a little bit of it. He doesn't drink a lot of it. It goes on and on, but read to 1 and 2 Timothy, read Titus, and recognize that Jesus did not sin when he turned water into wine. All right, praise God. So we are warned not to get drunk, because that'll send us right into sin, won't it? Yes, it will. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So anyways, let's go ahead and kind of plow into the news. We got an awful lot to talk about tonight. We're 19 minutes into the program, and I'm burned out. I'm really burned out. I wish I wasn't, but I am. I want to make the most of the time that we have left for this program, because there's an awful lot to report. Praise God. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
What? It's not normal.
This is Jesus serving.
Game over.
All right. So what has been going on today that's so significant? So today started out with a barrage. I don't want to use that term. Today started out with a number of events occurring that freaked out. I'm just going to have to use slang. I can't find the words. People are freaked out. Colonel Douglas McGregor, freaked out. General Flynn, freaked out. Tucker Carlson, freaked out. Alex Jones, freaked out. And there's a lot more that are freaked out. Why are they freaked out? Well, because arguably the worst case scenario for the world, in their opinion, because they do not understand the book of Revelation. They do not understand that this is all the destiny of the earth. They don't understand these concepts. You know, they, and I'm not picking on them. I'm just going to leave it at that. They do not understand. And it drives me absolutely bat poop crazy when they're sitting there talking about, well, Biden came out and he committed treason and he told the Ukraine that they could use long-range guided missiles deep into 300 miles plus into Russian territory. And I just want to grab us. I want to rip my spleen out with a shrimp fork. I cannot stand to hear that kind of nonsense, because what that tells me is the person with the opinion doing the talking has no idea that Joe Biden isn't even alive. They don't realize that they're dealing with a walk-in, a body double, and they are oftentimes saying, "Who's running this country?" And sure enough, these people who are doing these posts, they are obviously not reading the comments under their posts, because invariably there are people that have commented on their post and have come right out and said, "It's Obama, meathead," in so many words, you know. All right. So anyway, so it's not as if the people that are discussing it and saying how distraught they are over Joe Biden's choices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who's running this country? Very common exclamation that occurs in Twitter. And people tell him, I personally feel that there is no excuse. I'm not going to name names, but you know the kinds of people that I'm talking about. I don't think there's any excuse. If they don't know by now that Joe Biden had at least six different body doubles, and the 7 foot tall Joe Biden is, I mean, it couldn't be more clear. How can you ask such an incredibly ignorant question? It has been Obama running the White House the entire time. He has been the puppet master of Harris. I still believe that there's a high level of likelihood that Kamala Harris will become the woman that rides the beast. After all, it's captured in a Simpsons special, right down to the color of the blazer. Okay? And Matt Groening is, I heard, a 33rd degree Mason. I don't know. You know, maybe it has some, maybe there's, it's a coincidence that I heard, and I don't even know if it's true or not, because I'm not a regular watcher of The Simpsons, but I did hear that they have discontinued the series. But I have a feeling that all of the important stuff is already out there. After a while, once you get it all out there and it's in, embedded in various episodes, you've run out of runway. Your purpose has ended. All right. So anyway, so what happened? So this morning, what ended up happening was it was the worst nightmare of people like General Flynn, the worst nightmare of people like Tucker Carlson, the worst nightmare of Douglas McGregor, the worst nightmare of Alex Jones. And they have been flipping out, going nuts, posting stuff over and over and over, in some cases, 3-4 hour long Alex Jones specials on World War III has begun. It is no longer, you know, Russia and the Ukraine. It is now Russia against NATO, which includes the United States. And they're flipping out. These things are not being said in a calm voice. They are freaking out. The reason that they're freaking out is they've been listening to Putin talk. They've been listening to the various, I don't know what you want to call them, Putin rebuttals, commentaries coming from Lavrov, Medvedev, all that. And they know that they know that they know that Russia has taken a very clear and unambiguous stance that should the Ukraine use American and British satellite-guided missiles like ATACMS and the shadow missile that the United Kingdom gave them, those have to be guided by satellites that are owned by Great Britain, by satellites that are owned by the United States. So it would be the MI6, MI5 people that are accessing the satellites, guiding the missiles. It would be the CIA that would be accessing the satellites and guiding the missiles for America. But at the end of the day, from Putin, Lavrov's, and Medvedev's position, it is all they need. They on purpose, they signed and stamped and decreed the new Russian nuclear doctrine because they don't know what's on the warhead of the missiles that are coming toward them. When you're using missiles that are nuclear capable, like the Raytheon SM-3, I was told that the SM-2, which was General Dynamics at the time, was also nuclear capable. In fact, I'm certain that it was, even for those of you who have worked at Raytheon in the past. And I do have a couple of listeners that, I don't know if they listen to every show, but they did work at Raytheon. The SM-2, Standard Missile 2, from General, I believe it was General Dynamics, was nuclear capable. The reason I know this is because the ship that I was on had nuclear warheads on it. And I won't get into all the 40, you know, all the stuff, you know, nuclear, the front and aft nuclear missile guard duty that had to occur. Whereby, if someone were to cross over the rope that goes around the nuclear missile, that, you know, the guardhouse, the guard of the nuclear missiles, they are to be shot on sight. Even if it's your best friend on the ship, they have to shoot you. Deadly force. All right. So it starts out this morning with ATACMS getting shot in pretty large quantities. I think it was about six. I'm not sure if that was the first part. It might have happened a little bit the night before. The days blur together a little bit for me, so if I get my timing off a little bit, please forgive me. I just got so many things going on. Technology breaks. People text me, and a lot of people aren't real good with computers, and they want help. They want help. They don't understand why their iPhone won't play an MP3. Well, you have to download a special tool from the Apple store in order for your iPhone to be able to play an MP3. It doesn't have the codecs to do it. But a lot of people don't understand these things. They don't understand why they're getting an error message from Google because the file was too big and Google wasn't able to run their own antivirus against it. You'll get a little error message. You just need to blow past it and go ahead and listen anyways. All right. None of these are going to be infected with Diddly Squat. That's for sure. I have slathered my machines with security tools, which may have something to do with why a lot of the apps break, but I don't know. I'm not going to go there. All right, so you got the ATACMS that got guided in by the CIA to specific targets in deep into Russia. Then today they went to the Storm missiles. Hold on just a second. I'm trying to look here and see. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Scanning. Ukrainian disaster. No, I'm going to have to go over to where I dumped a little bit of information. Up here for someone. Right. Okay, so that's for a nuclear response. This one here is talking about the... Nope, that ain't it. Alrighty then. I'll try one more place. Looking. There's the Tu-95 bombers taking off. There's a lot of stuff going on, folks. It's unbelievable. Did you know that they had a vote in the United Nations for a ceasefire in Gaza? And every member of the United Nations that was there voted for a ceasefire. Except the United States. So anyway, the British Storm Shadow cruise missiles are the ones that they were using today. And there, that's a pretty mighty missile. It has a it has the capacity for an exceedingly large warhead. So if that hits something like the Kremlin, it's going to be a real bad day. Now, there were a lot of them fired. I have at tribulationnow.com, if I got to go back and look at the website, instead of from the view of an administrator, I got to look at it from the view of a regular non-administrator. And there is an article there that says, Critical World War III Escalation, British Storm Shadow Missiles Hit Deep into Russia. And it has an array of various videos that you can listen to actually hear the boom associated with them hitting. Now, that's not Lurch talking in slow motion. What it is they're running the recorder at a slower speed so you're able to hear the impact of the missile better.
Yeah, no.
All right, very heavy. Here's another one. Whatever it hit, it was a big deal. Okay, here we have another person in Russia that is recording the Storm Shadow missiles hitting the ground or the targets. He's pointing down the road. Вот. Here it comes.
What, блядь?
It's another one.
Взрываю сейчас. Вон там дым идет. Что они там забомбили? Еще один прилет летит.
Alright, so you got your sound effects, and you also have an Ultra HD UHD high res MP3. So if you got a subwoofer in your sound system and you turn up the subwoofer, you're going to get a real solid thump on the chest when those things are exploding. Those Storm Shadow missiles are exceedingly powerful, and they are nuclear capable. So from Putin's standpoint, he doesn't know when those missiles are approaching and they're tracking them. He doesn't know if they have a nuclear warhead on them. So they can use the S-400 anti-air solution to take down a percentage of the missiles. But one of the things about war doctrine is the other side will never admit to damage. They will never admit to any damage. Even though you're seeing videos and you're watching buildings blow up and people running through the streets going, ah! You know, it doesn't matter. They're going to say, well, we shot down all of them, and they were no problem to us. We just swept up the street, and, you know, it's all good. That is normal war doctrine. They did that during World War II. They did that. They do it all the time. This is just continuous normal stuff. So once you know that that's normal war doctrine, normal war speak, you already know what they're going to say. They're going to say we shot them all down and nothing happened. They don't want to tell the enemy that they were successful, so the enemy keeps doing it. Now, all the people like, you know, General Flynn, Alex Jones, Colonel Douglas McGregor, the list goes on. They were freaking. They were like, this is it. This is World War III. We cannot turn this around. We have been jettisoned into full-blown nuclear World War III. Okay, and don't get me going on Alex Jones. I mean, he's been going nuts for several days now. Okay, so he's really pumped. I just wish he would figure out that Biden's a body double. Now, I'm going to take a moment. There was a pause that occurred later today. Around about quitting time here on the east coast of the United States of Babylon the Great, New York time. And Kiev is approximately, let me take a look here. I got to really try to focus. It says, wait a second. Hold on. Office hours, 9, closed. Sunrise, 7, wait. 7 ahead of local time, 7 hours. So if you want to know what time it is in Kiev, and I'm not gonna call it Kiev like everybody does. It's been called Kiev for like hundreds of years, and just because everybody else calls it Kiev, I'm not gonna call it Kiev. It's Kiev. Okay, I feel much better now. Thank you very much. All right. So anyway, so you get to count 7 up. Okay, not 7 up the soda. 7 hours forward. So it's 6:15 p.m., otherwise known as 18:14 military time on the east coast of the United States of Babylon the Great. So let's go ahead and count 7 hours up. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. That's 4. 11 o'clock, 5. 12 o'clock, 6. 1 o'clock, 7 hours. And sure enough, I look at my world clock over here, and I look at Kiev, and it says 01:15 right now. So it's 01:15. That's military time. It goes 0 through 1,200 hours, and then it goes to 1,300, 1,400, 1,500, 1,600, etc. That does not require you to know AM and PM anymore, and you can be very specific as to what time you're talking about, especially when you deal with 12 PM and 12 AM and stuff. It gets confusing for a lot of people. Anyway, praise God. So it got quiet around about 5. I'd say, no, I'm going to swirl it back to probably about 4 o'clock. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So by 11 p.m., or otherwise known as 2300 hours in Kiev, okay, I know I'm driving somebody out there crazy. there was nothing going on. Everything got quiet. There were people that were like, the sheer number of people that were saying, there are reports coming out of eastern Ukraine that says that there are 7, seven, it makes me lose my train of thought when people try to call me right in the middle of a show. But anyway, they said 7 Tu-95 bombers were launched in the air. Then there were other reports that came out and said that there were 8. Then there was another report from a guy that was clearly Russian and evidently has contacts in Russia. He said there were 3 Tu-95 bombers. Then there were other reports that said that there were a combination of Tu-95 bombers and some other Su-92 or something like that. It's a white bomber. And all these claims are going out there, and everybody's watching. They're saying, they're predicting, they're saying, well, this indicates that sometime around, essentially, I think, what did they zero in on? They zeroed in on a time. Essentially, they were saying something to the effect of around 4:30 p.m., east coast of the United States of Babylon the Great, that the Russian bombers would arrive, and they would be dropping all kinds of horrible bombs. But nobody knew if any of them were going to be actually nuclear. Now, Russia, or some Russian experts will say, have come out and said publicly that they may use thermobaric weapons. Man, I got the hiccups. Doggone it. All I had was an Atkins shake. Why do I have to get the hiccups? Kids, why do I have to have the hiccups from a doggone Atkins shake? I know. I feel the same way. Okay, so everybody's fussing because there's no bombs going off. There's no bombs going off. One individual, who cares who they are and whether or not they knew anything. The problem is we're dealing with trolls, electronic trolls. There are places that are set up for counterintelligence, and they have, I'm not joking you, thousands of cell phones connected up to Twitter and other social media as well. And they're paid really well. I mean, these people are wealthy. I mean, this is a multi-million dollar, if not billion dollar, business is counterintelligence. And what they are trained to do is to log in. They might have 30 or 40 phones up on a rack at the end of their desk, and they log into this phone, and they go into this particular thread of discussion on Twitter, and they say, no, Biden isn't fake. That's the real Joe Biden. So they do whatever they got to do to twist the story and mess it up just enough to make everybody kind of scratch their heads and go, huh? I thought, what? And that's their job. It's counterintelligence. And there's millions of them, and they're paid billions of dollars. So when you drive past the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and you see all those glass buildings all around Langley, that's counterintelligence. They'd even said that Putin went away for some kind of a medical thing. Some people had claimed that he'd run away or something. No. Russians never run away. Let me be perfectly clear. They lost 27 million people during World War II. They essentially won the entire war. Most people don't know that. They believe the malarkey that is in our DVD sets and various movies like Band of Brothers. What they don't realize is that it was a bunch of really angry Russians that went in, took over Auschwitz and several other of the death camps, and they basically took over all of Berlin. They were fully entrenched in Berlin, and along we come and beating our chests and saying this, that, and the other thing, and they're like going, talk to the hand, except they're saying it in Russian. Anyway, our history and our history books are really, really messed up. Now, all that being said, Russians don't run. They get angry. And when Russians get angry, you don't want to be at the receiving side of that brawl. There's even a movie. I think it's part two of a movie with Denzel Washington, and it's called Dag Nabbit. Hold on a second. Denzel Washington. I'll type it in and find it for you. Denzel Washington, Russian mob movie. The Equalizer. So I believe it's the second. No, it might be the first of the three film series of The Equalizer that stars Denzel Washington. And it is, it's impressive. But if you are offended by, films that have violence in them and such, don't watch it. Okay. All right. But anyway, I'm going to deviate off of that course. I just want to make it as clear as I possibly can. Russia's not running from diddly squat. What they're doing is they're strategizing. They're putting together a strategy, and they're putting together a tactical plan on how they're going to execute the strategy. That's what they do. They don't react impulsively, as we already know. They react strategically and tactically. They know exactly what they're going to do and in exactly what order they're going to do it. So that really threw everybody that are these experts, quote unquote, that can't tell Biden from a hole in the ground. It threw them for a loop, and they're absolutely beyond supremely befuddled. They're like, what is going on here? How come Russia's not attacking? What's going on? I don't understand it. Okay. All right. Also, there have been some very recent reports that have come in that. So our tumors from my jawline to my pelvis, three times high-end acceptable levels because they're so high. Okay, tumors, okay, whatever. And this particular one is okay. Okay, I'm going to have to talk to West Coast Walter and try to figure out from him why he's sending me these. Okay, it says the reason why these all came up is because I have to do an yearly urine collection. Oh, blah, 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 blah. He's talking about some stuff that he has to take care of for his own health. Praise God. All right, very good, very fine. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, now I want to point out also that the Ukrainian channels on Telegram are reporting all of a sudden. So here we are. We're like, you know, 4:30 was the time that we were all 4 to 4:30, 16 to 16:30 hours East Coast, United States of Babylon the Great, is when we were all expecting all those TU-95 bombers and the SU-2s or whatever they're called, the white ones, to start dropping bombs. I was expecting thermobaric bombs, a really, really big one, to this totally level Kiev. But you know, Putin really doesn't want to kill millions of people with one bomb. He really doesn't. He knows if he does, the whole world is going to point their finger right at him. And he's going to have a pretty serious problem on his hands. So he's trying to dodge these entities pulling him in, baiting him. All right. So I do not know where Audacity cut me off, so sorry about that. I probably lost some data. We do not know. We know that Xi Jinping has, I mean, all but begged them, please. As one of the reports said that he had actually used the word please. Please temper yourself. Please do not start World War III. All right. So anyway, so you have that report, Russian tactical aviation planes and jets are all over the Sea of Azov, and you can look it up on the internet and you'll be like, oh, that's right there south of Ukraine. So it's right there, right there. All right, then there's another report from Zlat71. This guy is Russian for sure. And he says six Russian missile carriers have been deployed to the Black Sea, which is just south of the Sea of Azov, which is just south of the Ukraine. Are you catching on? So these are guided missile. He says they're carriers, but they could be cruisers. We'll have to wait and see, huh? All right, and then Jack Straw posts on X, and he's, you know, I don't want to speak for the veracity of folks. Some, you know, like I said, even a blind man hits a home run once in a while. I'm not saying Jack Straw's blind. I'm just saying that we're getting mixed signals from everybody. All right, so anyway, it says, World War III alert breaking. Nuclear missile movement has been detected in downtown Moscow. And in this case, he claims it was broadcast on NBC. Now, what do you know about NBC? Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. So do we believe that there are nuclear missiles just cruising through the streets of downtown Moscow because NBC said so? See, what I wish Jack Straw would do is publish that on Twitter and say, put in brackets after NBC, bracket, unconfirmed, this is from NBC, be warned. That's what he ought to do. That's what I would do. I would warn them, the listeners, the readers, that it's an unreliable source and they've been caught in lies all the time. So we don't know. We don't know. Okay. Now I'm going to share with you something that is deeply troubling. I do not like it, but it's my job. And sometimes my job sucks so bad doing this radio show. I love to help people. I really, really adore helping people. I really do. But part of that includes sharing information that I really, really don't want to share. Now, when it comes to things like doctors' reports about what they saw the IDF doing, you know, where they would have multiple snipers shooting at one little four-year-old or three-year-old kid, and then he would have to take the sniper bullets out of the purse, out of the little kid, and he said they were shredded, and that's all he did all day. They would literally team up snipers, and they'd hit him from one side, hit him from another, and the little child would die. And he said, my job is to take the shreds that used to be a little kid and try to put them back together. And by the way, that's nothing. That's nothing. I have seen them pulling myriads of crushed babies out from underneath rubble. I could tell you testimonies that I heard that made me bawl so hard I couldn't take it anymore. I mean, when those things hit your ears, when you hear what's happened, it's so horrifying that you want to do anything you can to never hear it again. And folks, I haven't barely touched on it. The things that they have done with herds of German shepherds. Have you heard? I'm not telling you. It's very horrible. All right, so all that aside, I'm going to share with you something that I do not like to have to share, but I have to. Part of my job is diving headfirst into the cesspool that's, you know, about to get emptied with a diving mask on and a very, very bright light. And I've got to swim past all that yuck. And I've got to say, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Look at that. And then I got to report on it. I have a duty to report on it. But before I'm going to report on it, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to remind you in the name of Jesus that we are not from here. We are not staying here, and we are going to leave very, very soon, okay? And remember, in the Luciferian Rebellion, before that being, see, remember the angels are just a class of beings, so calling aliens in the universe angels is like saying, oh, all them are part of the military. That's what angel is. It's a class of being. And in the military, you can have Filipinos, Spanish people, Italian people, people from Uganda, all kinds of things. In the military, lots of different species, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. They are, as long as they're dying for the United States military. Amen? Right. So anyway, that's how it works. Okay, now, I'm going to deviate off this a little bit because I need to tell you this information. And I'm going to say once again, this is not happy information. This is super duper bad, ugly. Wish to high heaven I didn't have to do this, but it is part of my job. We are now at the 53-minute mark. I want to try to wrap this up and get all this information out. We are still waiting and watching for some type of a response from Russia. Okay, we don't know if there'll be thermobaric bombs. We don't know if they'll get launched from Tu-95 bombers. We do not know what's going on in the Black Sea and the Azov Sea. We don't know. We don't know. And that means anything could happen, and it could happen late tonight. Okay, right now in Moscow, it's 2:35 a.m., also known as 0235 hours. In Kiev, it's 1:0135 a.m. 0135. But what does that mean? Does that mean that they're all sleeping? Does it mean all the folks in Russia, all the people that are part, all the Chechens in Russia, all the members of the armed forces are all laying back with a big bottle, a 1.5 liter bottle of, you know, Stolichnaya? I don't think so. Although I bet most of them wish they were. But anyway, praise God. I want to let you know at tribulationnow.org, or I'm sorry, forgive me, tribulationnow.com. 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 When you go there, be sure to enter your email in, beneath the big, super strong blonde-haired angel with the big white wings, where it says Tribulation Now with the graphic. Put your email in there and click the button that says Subscribe Now, and it'll take you to a whoop-de-doo. You are officially described, subscribed. Yay for you! But there's another little box just beneath it. Put your email there too and click the little sign up button. That should sign you up for posts. So when I put a new article up on tribulationnow.com, okay, you will get a notification. Hey, okay, so for those that did that, they should have gotten a notification that said in the subject line, critical World War III escalation, British Storm Shadow missiles hit deep into Russia. And it has lots of stuff in it. So what I do is after I send out the initial post or, article, then as new videos come in from people all over the place, I'm like, okay, got to put that one up, got to put that one up, got to put that one up, got to put that one up. Sometimes somebody will post details on what happened with the missiles and where did they hit and what kind of damage and all that kind of stuff. And they'll do a little dissertation and say, item number one, item number two, item number three, an analysis, really. And I want to grab that and stick it on there too, so that you can read through the analysis and try to get a feel for what actually happened, if anything. All right, because you're going to get told by Putin and Medvedev and the whole team will be telling you nothing happened. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Nothing happened. We shot them all down. They're a bunch of blowhards. We're not worried about them. We lost 27 million people in World War II, and we're coming for you. Remember, they don't know if there are nuclear warheads on those missiles. They don't know. And they may only have 7 minutes to respond. That's why they changed their nuclear doctrine. Now, what I'm going to do is at tribulationnow.com, you can go down. It's about three rows down. And it's the one that says, things are not what they seem, rapture imminent. This is the article I put up, which I did not like to put up. It has the original film. Evidently, a couple of people were taking their video phones, their Androids, probably Androids, could have been Apples, and they filmed the television set, and they were commenting very emotionally about the left eye facing Donald Trump. What's wrong with it? Look at that. What is that? That kind of thing. So the tone of their voice created credibility. Then what I did was I zoomed in on the eye and I put the normal eye on the right side and then I put the reptilian eye on the left side. And there is no debating it. It's a fact. All right. Then I also put a video of a fellow who was on the Alex Jones show. And he says that there's this woman who's definitely part of the World Economic Forum, definitely part of the dark side. And she's around Donald Trump. You can't talk to him. You can't call him on the phone. You can't do anything without her being there listening in. She is his handler. Okay, but now I've added more information to that particular page. As you scroll down a little bit further, you will see a subtitle entitled, Twitter has posted what is claimed to be a Trump body double. Just take a look at it. Tell me if you actually believe that's Donald Trump. Because I definitely don't. That's definitely a body double. That's the first thing you'll start seeing shortly after they're turned into a reptilian, is body doubles. All right, then call it the Lord, call it Jesus, call it the Holy Spirit, call it the Archangel Gabriel. Who knows who told me? But all of a sudden, I started to find these other videos. What about the concept? Did you know that the Church of Satan has ranks, kind of like the Masons, level one, level two, level three, level four, 32nd degree Mason, 33rd degree Mason, and then there's even Masonic levels above level 33. Did you know that the Church of Satan had the fifth level, which is high as you can go? Do you know what it's called? MAGA, MAGA. Watch the video yourself. You decide. Now, if you think I'm going to tell my family when I go up at Christmas time and ruin my entire Christmas while they're throwing pitchforks at me and chasing me down the streets, no, I'm not saying a word about any of this stuff. And I pray in Jesus' name that none of them are looking at it either, because I don't want to deal with it. You know, forget that noise. And then there's another video I published there on the same page, and it has a subtitle that says, "Is Trump part of the Scottish Rite?" Turns out that there's a whole lot of video film footage that says he is, which would explain all the freaky deaky Masonic symbols that he's making when he's sitting in the chair, which I used to give him benefit of the doubt for. I'm a Christian. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm not going to de facto say everybody's evil, everybody's Satan, everybody's from the dark side, everybody's evil. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. You're going to have to show me something definitive. I had some people saying, well, you know, look at the Trump Tower building. It's got so many 666s there. And what about Jared Kushner and his 666 building that he's been trying to, you know, get, you know, investors to invest in and all this other stuff? And what about his penthouse suite and all those creepy statues and super duper weird, you know, worshiping of the old, Greek mythology, creepy stuff? Well, you know what? It is creepy. And all that stuff is covered in these two videos. But you know what? I'm not happy about it. Because I believe that people ought to be given forgiveness. And if they do truly repent, we should never impeach them publicly. Never say, oh, well, this person is a bad person and here's why, and announce to the whole world their name. Because when they repent, you are stuck holding the bag of burning Labrador stuff. Now you're in trouble, because the book of James says, who are you to judge a brother? All right. I've made my point. Sometimes you might be feeling vindicated and say to yourself, I knew there was something wrong with them. But just remember, when you start dropping their name, you start calling them things, if you cause division amongst the brethren, Proverbs 6, verse 6:16 and 17. These six things the Lord hates, yea, seven of them are an abomination unto him. And the last one is causing division amongst the brethren. We are not from here. During the Luciferian Rebellion, I believe with all of my heart, because of all of the predestination stuff in the Bible, all of the text, why did God hate Esau, but he loved Jacob? Okay, there's just no explanation for any of this. Why does it say that Jesus knew us before the foundations of the earth? What, is spirit babies floating around in a bubble coming out of the loins of God? What is he like? Got gas or something, and there's like bubble babies floating around? I've had people tell me that stuff before, and I'm like, come on. No, I'm absolutely convinced that the books that Zen Garcia wrote, Sons of God, Who Are We and Why Are We Here, Skyfall, Angels of Destiny, the book entitled When Angels Had Wings, there's so many of them, folks. They're out there. Now, of course, people will say things like, oh, that's a thing that the Mace or the LDS church believes. That is absolutely heretical, sinful, horrible things. You shouldn't be saying it. Look, if there was something that Satan didn't want you to know about yourself, where would he hide it? Yes, you've guessed it. Here's the problem. You didn't have to do anything wrong to be judged to come here. Because Jesus said in John 10:34, he said, have I not said in your law that ye are gods, little g gods? And he was talking about Psalm 82. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges amongst the gods, the little g gods. And then he says, have I not said that ye are children of the Most High? What do they tell you when you walk into a Christian church and you first get saved? You're a son of God, children of the Most High. And our Father says, have I not said that you are children of the Most High? But you shall die like men. Well, the only way a little g God is going to die like a man is to incarnate at conception and live in a man body until death does them part. And then they got to know spiritually and intellectually that Jesus is Lord. And the only thing you had to do wrong was nothing. There were trillions of minor gods that did nothing. They didn't report Satan for being naughty. Remember, God said that that Lucifer was this and that and the other thing until sin was found in him. That's because somebody narked him out. Somebody narked him out. Okay, but the problem is when Michael and his archangels and all the angels of heaven went in to stop the angel wars, which I argue are still happening even today. The Van Allen belt is definitely a blown up planet. These things are hyper important because we know this is the explanation. This helps us to understand why Satan is put on an executive severance package. He's the accuser of the brethren, accuses the brethren both day and night. He stands in the courtroom of heaven. Read Zechariah 3 verses 1, 2, and 3. It's all there. When you look around the world and you look at places like, you know, I'm just going to say places where people are born into very, very serious, it's a really bad place that they were born in. They're starving to death. The babies are dying very fast. They're starving very quickly. They have no privilege whatsoever. Why? I'm not saying that they were necessarily bad or did something really bad in the heavens or any of that kind of thing. I'm submitting the possibility that maybe the elect were sent here for a reason. And if we do what we were told by our King Jesus, oh, it ain't about just occupying. It's about preaching the gospel. It's about behaving like a Christian. And more than anything, I would argue that it's about spiritual warfare prayer, knowing how to do it, and praying fervently for our fellow brothers and sisters. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that every single listener benefits by the beautiful promise, Lord Jesus, that you gave us in Matthew 18:19, where Jesus, you said, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father. Lord Jesus, are we not all on the earth right now? We believe and we trust you. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you, because he trusts you. Isaiah 26, verse 3. We are to keep our mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world. Colossians 3, 3. And we are not to be friends with the earth. We are to be holy and separate from it, which is why James 4, 4 says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that being friends with the earth is being at enmity with God? And I don't think any of us want to be at enmity with our Heavenly Father right now. We need all the favor we can get from our Father. We need all the repentance, all the confession, all the forgiveness of sin. It's got to be continuous. It starts when you wake up, and it doesn't stop until you fall asleep. And if you wake up remembering something bad in a dream, confess it and repent for it, even though you don't have any control of what happens in your dreams. I would do it. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray fervently, Father, before you, that you will cleanse and totally purify our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirits, our flesh, and our tongues, our record-keeping books in heaven, and our robe and gown in heaven. Jesus, with your precious blood, please. And Father God, with your Zechariah 2:5, holy fire. God bless you all. Heads up. We're really close.
Unchanging, untainted, perfect in all.